So I had hoped that this day, today, would be different. I had hoped that I would, or actually, I had hoped that this week would be different. I had hoped that I would find some holy space this week, desiring to learn whatever the second Holy Week and Easter in a pandemic had to teach me. And now on this morning, the morning I had hoped would be joyous and instill in me an overwhelming hope of what could be possible, I'm finding unmet expectations. I had hoped to see the beauty of an empty tomb and to see the ways that God continues to create life out of death. Yet I still stand here this morning understanding perhaps more than ever how the 11 disciples the women returned to can believe the story of an empty tomb is an idle tale. I can see why many would think Jesus's defeat of death is nothing more than wishful thinking and a powerless belief. In a year that has surrounded us with grief, the grief of over 500,000 people just in America alone, along with millions elsewhere who have died due to COVID-19, the grief of canceled weddings, trips, and graduations, feeling the weight of being physically distant from those that we love, or really physically distant from most everyone, along with the constant struggle of supervising online learning at home while also trying to get our work done, and the ever-present lack of stimulation as we stay home as much as possible, and then as work and home become one together, as well as the constant worry about what might happen as we have begun to return to schools and workplaces. It's been a heavy year. And in many ways, this year of a pandemic has felt like one long Good Friday and Holy Saturday as we have been mired in the grief, suffering, and uncertainty. And I had hoped that today would be different, that it would be a respite from the heavy toll that the year has brought, giving us a glimpse of the relief that we seek. Then I reread this morning's account of the first Easter, an account in which nobody believed, nobody understood, nobody felt the hope of the empty tomb, even the women, at least not at first. That first Easter morning, feeling the weight of their own grief, and as early as it was acceptable for them to be out, the women go to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body, searching for ways to honor their grief and possibly looking for a way to alleviate their pain. They go, only to find the tomb open and empty. They were perplexed. It just didn't make sense. Jesus was there a few days ago, dead and buried, but now he was gone. I am 99% certain that they did not immediately jump to resurrection as a possibility. The dead, up to that point, always stayed dead. Nobody believed. Until they see two men in white clothes who tell them that Jesus has risen and remind them that Jesus said he would be crucified and then rise on the third day. Then they remember, possibly even believe, but not before. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. It doesn't matter what the women have seen or what they tell them. Nobody else believes the story either. It's ridiculous and crazy, outlandish even. Surely the women are mistaken or just trying to make them feel better about a missing body. Nobody understands. Nobody believes. Until Peter rushes to the tomb and looks in And even without two men in dazzling clothes, he sees, and the text says he is amazed. Maybe he even believes. But only after he's seen for himself. Nobody believes until they have seen for themselves. And even then, I doubt they fully understand. I suspect this Easter morning is not much different than that first Easter morning. Maybe some of you are like me, feeling the weight of this past year and hoping this day, a day we think we understand, to provide a glimpse of hope for our future. Others of us this morning crave some sort of intimacy with a God who feels far off, hoping that coming to the empty tomb will help us find that God again. Or perhaps for others of us, God doesn't seem to exist at all. Perhaps we hear this story as an idle tale without any power or meaning. But the thing about Jesus, the thing about God, is that God isn't always where we expect God to be. And we don't find God. God finds us. Even finding us when we seek the dead among the dead, as the women first did. Proving to us again that we worship the God of the living, the God who does not stand by in the midst of our suffering and grief, but who goes with it, into it with us, and creates life out of it. Making sure that you see the power of the resurrection in your own life. That first Easter morning, Jesus didn't even appear to anyone. Yet in the days ahead, he will find them. In the next several weeks, we will hear the stories of how Jesus will encounter them, first on the road to Emmaus and then to all the disciples. Jesus finds them wherever they are, just as Jesus finds us wherever we are, reminding us that he is still being resurrected. Not just here, but in the whole of our lives. Jesus is raised in every act of love. The resurrection is real when neighbors gather in their street each evening to form community together in the midst of isolation and loneliness. Jesus is present in every card sent, every prayer said, and every phone call made in the wake of the death of a family member. Jesus is risen when we gather together with friends on Zoom, somehow present with each other, even when we are not physically present with each other. The resurrection is very real whenever people rally around someone who just lost their job, continuing to provide support and love when things might look otherwise bleak. Or when the community works to ensure justice for all, especially for people of color and those ostracized for their gender or sexual orientation. Jesus is risen again when we work to make sure that all have access to clean drinking water and adequate nutrition. Or when a parent, child, friend, or lover whispers, "I love you." The resurrection is still happening, even in the midst of a pandemic. There are empty tombs to be witnessed wherever we are in the world, and we will see them. God will make sure of that. And in the process, you will begin to see the world and yourself differently. You'll see that death and darkness do not have the last word, that there are infinite possibilities yet to explore, and that Jesus is already among us, especially on the margins and in the cracks that we'd rather cover up. God is with those who struggle to find love in this world, and those who look for enough food to feed their families. God is with those who struggle between living out their faith and working a job that challenges that faith but pays the bills. God is with those who struggle to believe in the power of an empty tomb, going into the pain and the numbness of doubt with them. This morning and every morning, Jesus isn't dead. He is alive. And he is here, both seen and unseen, fully present even when he is not, creating life in the midst of death.